5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Here we are with another bonus episode of Prooping Stage with me, Joan Canner.
And me, Michelle Bond.
Michelle, thank you for trusting me with the theme for this one.
Yeah, you felt inspired, so I learned not to stifle that.
Ooh, girl. So I was at a... I'm just jumping right in.
Do it.
I'm jumping right in to talk about an experience I had. I recently had a speaking engagement, and my topic was consent. And ironically, oof. I know, I just read it fairly well. I believe I felt good about it. And ironically, afterwards, I received feedback that it's something I did not consent to, and it was some unsolicited advice. So I
Your consent talk.
After my talk of consent.
Okay.
Another woman, mind you. So this is great.
Oh,
we're all
learning
so much.
Yeah.
We're all so woke, it's time to take a nap. I mean, literally, this is where we are. And it was like a slow seduction in some ways, in that she started by saying, oh, what a great talk, blah, blah, blah. And then she also knows me from her food business and she misses our stuff. And I said, oh, well, thanks for your feedback about my talk. I felt good about it. And thanks for your feedback about Bub. And I miss feeding you guys and all that. And then we went to the topic of her giving me guidance as to how we can overcome different obstacles to open anew, and that there are local champions to help with that. That was problematic to me for a number of reasons.
Oh boy.
Because she assumed that I, and we for that matter, had not done any of our homework, have not tried myriad of things to keep things going.
Yeah, like have not spent the last 14 months literally working every day on it.
That we would not know different local stakeholders, and by that I mean gatekeepers, kingmakers, and systems. And she also came into it, I think, assuming that I was just plain like idiot. I mean, besides like not knowing these things, but just really would not have thought about this without her guidance. And she made a gross assumption about her own skill sets. I mean, she wasn't saying I am an investor or I own property or I have an in with whoever could grace the skids on something that will be helpful to you. It was simply came across to me as I didn't know any better and let's try this different thing. It's like, it's raining out. Did you know an umbrella could keep you dry? I mean, literally that level.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Not, unfortunately, not uncommon.
And for me, having that experience, I felt gross about it. And frustrated. I tried to be like, really, I tried to push back in the moment in a way that I felt was appropriate because I don't have a relationship with this person, you know, like it's like not a friendship or anything. And then I thought, dear God, I don't want to ever do that to other people. And what came to the rescue like later that week was I was listening to an episode of Maintenance Phase. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, I don't just produce podcasts. I also listen to them.
Podcast school.
And I mean, I have my degree in podcasts. I'm a PhD of pods. So I was listening to Maintenance Phase, and it was an episode within which Michael, one of the two leads, was talking about a friend of his and how their philosophy when it comes to meeting someone at a dinner party or other more public events like this, when you learn of someone struggling with something or having overcome something or just basically talking about their life's experience, before you decide to go from zero to advice giving and do it in 3 seconds, instead, take a moment, listen to what they're saying, right? Don't think about what you're going to say next while listening to them, and ask 3 questions. They're not three set questions, but ask 3 questions about their experience, because then you're opening yourself up to learning more about their experience. You're honoring what they've already done, because believe it or not, they've thought about this stuff a lot more than you have. And they've had to really struggle with the consequence of these things. So honor that. And I think that by the time you ask those 3 questions, you're no longer in that knee-jerk mindset of I've got to go ahead and spew something else out to show like I'm competent or to show like it's easy, just do this. You know, the woman probably walked away and thought either I was being belligerent or that like she just dropped some knowledge and it was just completely changed my life in 2 seconds.
Yeah, it makes me, wow. Mm-hmm. It's actually a really good point about the three questions, because it to me, like, I almost see this physical opening up of space in terms of the conversation. And it makes me realize how often, you've heard this before in terms of like active listening or things, but how often we're already thinking about what we want to say and kind of checked out in terms of listening to somebody at all anyway. So by having, you know, this like simple, even cheat, right, of just asking a few questions, it kind of forces you to stay on track. That makes me think of, I was at this party last summer with actually a friend of yours, and but a bunch of, I didn't know anybody else there. And so, you know, it's like cocktail conversation, not fancy, but, and there was this guy there who I ended up talking to for almost the entire night, basically because it was just such a pleasant exchange. And I realized that one of the things that was most profound to me about speaking with him was just the way that he made me feel by asking questions and literally making space for my experience without kind of waiting for me to finish talking so that he could either give his spin on it or give more, you know, either unsolicited advice or expertise. And it wasn't in this like false modesty way or this false interest way. It was just in a way like he didn't need any of that. It was it was either because of like growing up really securely or maybe working on that within himself. But it was just so striking to me because it made me realize how frequently that's not the case. And this isn't even a gender thing. It's just in general, but especially like if you're white and male and privileged, you're not used to just like naturally making space for other people. And I realized the power of it by being on the receiving end. It made me almost want to dissect the conversation the next day because I was like, why? You know, that was so pleasant, and not in a way that it was like over the top amusing or entertaining or deep or anything. It was just very open. And that's what your example makes me think of, is just like, how can you open up a conversation? How can you take away kind of this like competitive tendency of wanting to like drop some knowledge?
Well, that's a few things, you know, I'm just like, you're like sitting in awe, quiet, listening and not thinking about what I'm going to say next. And but I do want to say a few things. One, I am shocked to shit that anyone have the attention span to talk to somebody for over 10 minutes at a party. Two, yeah. I'm surprised you've been like looking over your shoulder to see which other cool person could be there.
Right, like at a networking gig or something. Yeah.
Oh, fuck that. Looking at like your name tags and shit. Just,
yeah.
And a couple more points, Michelle. One is that it sounds like it could have been like lowercase h healing. At the experience. And like the last thing I'll say is that there should be a school for that. You know? I mean, just like some social skills or something to be able to incorporate that. Because again, the three questions help me because like I don't want to be the person who complains about a behavior and who also does it myself. I want to make sure I'm in a place of self-reflection. But that's just a remarkable experience. I mean, it sounds like emotionally corrective, to be honest.
Yeah, it definitely, you know, was right setting in ways that apparently stuck with me. I mean, I don't even know. He probably doesn't even remember my name. And I honestly am not sure I remember his, but like, it's just interesting.
Doesn't matter. It's how you left feeling. Truly. Yeah,
completely.
And so, speaking of how you left feeling, I hope that we leave our listeners feeling, if not better, having heard this bonus episode. Takeaways include, don't think about what you're going to be saying while listening to somebody. Try not to anyway. And then when someone brings something up before you offer advice, definitely take the time to ask three different questions.
Yeah. And, you know, appreciate and uphold those people who get it right too. I think we need more of that.
Yeah. Like more praises and like more good examples. And this has been an example of a bonus episode, a proofing stage. Again, I'm Joan Canner.
I'm Michelle Bond. We'll catch you next time.